Time now to bring in a guy who wanders and thinks, there's no doubt about it, and even ponders every once in a while, ladies and gentlemen. Jim Lynch with Cover Your Assets. Jim is, of course, independent voice on Wall Street, the economy and politics, bringing well over 40 years of experience to those subjects and more. And let's bring him in on this Nor'easter Tuesday. Good morning, Jim.
And good morning to you. I thought you were going to bring me in with the song The Ponderer.
That's right.
Well, the Ponderer.
Yeah, the Ponderer. I've got to make that over.
I think I'm putting it right up now. Put that sign up.
That's one of those terms, though, Jim, that I will bet you 70% of the people out there, that anybody under the age of 50 has no idea what the word ponder means.
Right, exactly. That's why it's so wonderful to hear. But that's my excuse for leaving my hat and gloves. I'm pondering.
I'm going to tell the people that are saying, what the hell is pondering? Just ponder a while on it. There's a hint.
Okay. Always the teacher. Always the great teacher.
Yes, that's right.
How is Jill today? Is she behaving herself, or what's going on?
Jill, are you behaving yourself?
Oh, I didn't hear that. I am doing my best to learn the lessons from the great teacher.
I thought she was going to say as little as possible. That's okay.
Well, no. I'm far more literal than that, because I'm the one who gets to deal with people who don't know how to do things anymore, because
right.
of the surfeit of options and. Information, not all of it good, and lack of pondering, So it's a very fresh topic to me. I had, and this is what I wanted to ask you about today. I had a situation where I was dealing with a behemoth, a big company, and it was Frontier Communications, and we pay them handsomely for their services, and they expect their payment. And I was trying to do something pretty simple, and after sucking up about 20 minutes of my time, they said, well, you'll just have to call back. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, you know, don't you think you should call me back? I'm a customer. And there's a sense that there are people who the guy was like, why didn't you just want to call back?
That's right. I don't know where it came from, but I've noticed the same thing in a lot of areas where you used to have this customer relationship with people. Like customer, like someone who pays for something and it provides a service, and that's gotten lost. The relationship seems more like everybody takes everybody else for granted, and in the process, they also take for granted that people have excess time versus less time, as we know with this modern-paced world we're in. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, if you had competition that you could go to, that might be one approach. Have you written to the person or emailed the person's supervisor?
Oh yeah, I mean I'm horrible. I'm the devil. You do not want to work at a big company and tell me that, because I will. But I've always been like that. I'm thinking about people who just say, "Oh, okay, click," and I think that until, again, if you don't expect a service for the money that you are paying, then you're missing out on one part of the interaction. It's like, you don't just pay because, well, otherwise you're not going to have a phone line in your house.
I know what you mean. I had an incident about a month or so ago, which was very strange. Citarella, which is a well-known place here in New York for market for food and so forth. I went on the east side to pick something up on my way out of town, and I'm standing there with this woman who's also behind me, and there's the guy, he's cutting meat, like he's cutting like 93 pounds of meat. And I said, hello, can you help? And he said, well, gee, I'm cutting the meat. I said, yeah, I understand that, but I need to order, okay? Like, I could have stood there until I froze. But I know what you mean. And it's also, you got to step up, not you, because you obviously do, but people have got to step more up more in a very nice way and say, hey, look, come on, you know, pay attention, let's get on with it and so forth. I'll tell you, though, in reference now, and this is a couple of weeks ago, but I do remember clearly the woman to my left who was kind of waiting, she said, she didn't say anything, she just kind of smiled in an obliging way, like, thank God, like she was going to stand there for however talk for this guy to get through. So you're doing it. You just got to stand up to it. But it is something that is rife in our society, I'm afraid.
But it has everything to do with, again, the transaction itself. Like, for example, I take delivery and have since 2003 of the New York Times. And with it, I get a digital subscription. So I've maintained. Anyway, I've lived in the same place. Paper is supposed to go to a certain place and show up at a certain time. And for that, you know, I pay a premium. Great. So for the last 4 weeks, and we've had storms and whatnot, the paper has obviously they've changed. The person who's delivering is obviously different. And the person comes about 4 hours late and puts it in the wrong place. And for $11, that's, you know, that's not okay. So I've been calling, and the company themselves has been terrific. They've been crediting it. But, you know, at some point, they're going to get bored crediting it and, you know, hopefully deal with the situation on the ground. Meanwhile, however, which brings you back to Frontier, I was trying to dial their number, their telephone tree or whatever, and I kept getting routed to directory assistance. And being old, it suddenly occurred to me that I might be being charged for this. So that's why I called Frontier to say, hey, and it was $5 a call.
Jesus.
Yeah. And so, and I'm standing there thinking, wow, you know, like $5, misdial, not me. I wasn't trying to dial directory. And how many hidden fees are built into? I mean, it's like how much money are people just unconsciously having sort of sucked into so-called service fees for zero? I mean, for negative service, let's call it. And
well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's just it's something I think that when you get out of the habit, when your expectations are so low, you tend not to think about, hey, I'm paying. It's a very fundamental compact. I pay for a service. You deliver the service. If you don't deliver the service well, I find someone else who will.
The thing is, I think as we go along here, is we have to understand that society has changed. It used to be a time when service was something that a shopkeeper or a supplier of something was very happy to do things promptly, smile on the face, gee, I'm sorry about this and that. Now we seem to be in a world where things are taken for granted, and you know, if you don't understand, too bad for you and on next. So you've got to stand up for yourself. But we've got to recognize what you're talking about, I think, is prevalent in society now more than ever, which is why when people have done work for me, be it in fixing something on the in the house or on my car or something, I'm very responsive to their attitude, which generally has been good. And most frequently, as I've done recently, I've called their supervisor and thanked, not only thanked them, but, you know, applauded the employee. So you can get on the other side of that. I'm not saying with each situation, but I think as you go through, you might want to try and do some of that inspirational work to kind of get the system maybe back in gear. Anyhow, let me get to something which is pretty prominent right now on the international scene, which could impact us. There's a lot of things, obviously, but this is something that's really seems to be crawling up the vineyard here. We are a member of the United Nations, the United States, as is Britain, as is the European Union, as is a number of countries. NATO was formed after the Second World War to create a defense mechanism against powers that might arise and threaten particularly other countries in Europe, as we had seen during the Second World War. We have a situation now where Russia apparently has used nerve gas to kill two Brits and possibly impact at least 21 more at this time. May, the head of the government has said this is like an act of terrorism on our soil, and we want the Russians to come back and explain this. Now, the key to NATO and the U.S. is the following. NATO has a thing called Article 5, which everybody has signed on to, including the U.S. Article 5 says that if one nation in NATO is attacked, that nation has the right to call upon all the other nations to help them in dealing with the attack. We might be setting up, as we speak, to such a situation with the Russians, because they've obviously committed an act of terrorism on British soil. They become more and more wise guy-ish in terms of their comment about meddling and this, that, and the other thing. So it's something you should be aware of. Most importantly is a twofold thing. One, history, 9/11, the U.S., we called on these people to help us. They did. Today, the current president doesn't seem to have much interest in international organizations. So if Britain calls, he's going to be challenged as to whether he goes with them versus the Brits, versus the Russians, rather, or he sits on his haunches, which would be very, very terrible for the world. It's something to watch closely. This whole Russian situation, it just seems to get worse and worse as the Mueller investigation goes on. It's almost like the Russians know they are definitely going to be outed more than big time. Already 13 of their people have been implicated by Mueller. But it's a very dangerous situation. That said, on the international front, North Korea, do not accept everything's hunky-dory because nothing has been decided upon, including when they're going to meet, how they're going to meet. Nothing's been decided upon and what the criteria is.
You know, Jim, on North Korea, I have to insert here. I'm interested in one thing.
Yeah.
You take the leader of North Korea and the leader of the United States, and I'm not going to say they're the same person, but they have the same similarities in their personality, where they both like the stage, they both like to bluster on that stage. They both like real control. Now, the guy in North Korea has the real control because he controls the military. For God's sakes, he kills his own family members. But the guy who in the White House is used to running his own organization and be his own boss and responsible to himself. If and when they do meet, and I hope they do meet because there's nothing wrong with that. But if and when they do meet, I don't know what can come out of it other than theater, but maybe at least the theater will calm the tensions down for a little while.
I totally agree with everything you've said, particularly it would be great if they would meet. I think the idea is, which as I mentioned, I think there have not been any preparations. We're not prepared to meet them.
Well, yeah, you're right. We don't have any embassy, and we have very, very limited foreign staff now. Yep, absolutely.
Exactly. So the point is, when we meet, before we meet, we can basically do prep work so that the work behind the scenes when we have a meeting, wherever it is, will be fruitful. If we were to meet tomorrow, there would be no fruit from the work.
Wait a minute. Here's a breaking story that you're going to be very interested in. President Trump just tweeted, Mike Pompeo, director of the CIA, will now become our new Secretary of State. He'll do a fantastic job. So Rex Tillerson is out, and Rex Tillerson just gave an interview on the plane coming back talking about what was going on. So Rex Tillerson has now been replaced by Mike Pompeo.
The CIA director. The CIA director.
But
all right. And I just want to insert one thing into the pondering that will go on after people listen to you guys. And that is the assumption. You know, it's like, right, nothing. It certainly looks from everything we've heard as if nobody's talked about anything, and there's no basis for anything, except that I think that we will find, as this emerges, that this was going on and that was going on, etc. So I just wanted to throw that out there for the ponder department.
All right, well, we have 4 minutes left, Jim, here.
Well, I can ponder like crazy in 4 minutes. Anyhow, I'm not surprised. Thank God you're laughing. Tillerson, that was eventually going to happen. I'm not surprised it happened now. I'm glad he gave himself a little self-respect in terms of talking to what is obvious. I don't know what kind of job he did or couldn't do based on this president. However, I would caution us all. There's a lack of continuity in the White House that continues to grow. There's been no improvement in either personnel or process. We are on dangerous grounds. So in terms of your savings and your stocks and your bonds, I continue to be a seller of stocks. One main reason, which I was going to be in the show with, is the irrationality shown in dealing with off-the-cuff North Korea, off-the-cuff tariffs, without any thought given to it. Now a backing off from tariffs, a backing off from the increasing the age of 21. For kids being shot. So you have to be very, very careful here. In terms of Tillerson being out, he wasn't doing a good job, but this continuity factor, Trump doesn't understand that in terms of diplomatic relationships. I don't know what to tell you. I'm glad we had the good conversation early, little chat. So forth. I must tell you, I find myself more and more looking for relief. And I've turned, would you believe, more and more to the radio in the evening for my news or for little tidbits of news. Folks, you got to protect yourself. The negativity is outstanding out there. Oprah Winfrey, I think, has said it well. She's not going to respond when she's not going to be heard. And previous to that, her comment was, you know, I'm not going to just answer and just add to the negativity. There is a negativity going on. There always is in the world. There are two polars and so forth, plus and minus. The negativity is very, very strong. You have to protect yourself, whatever way that is, I know. You got to get your good thoughts going. You got to read. You got to love your kids more. You got to understand that we are a democracy. We actually might have to fight for it again in the next couple of years. But hold your head high, but keep the thoughts positive about what you're doing, and don't deceive yourself on what's going on in the world, but don't get pulled down by it. And frankly, please, get your sources of news from reliable sources. Bloomberg News, by the way, is a tremendous, intelligent, far-reaching place to get news. Mike Bloomberg is not going to let any crap happen in the terms of the presentation and so forth. But time to put like a circle of light around yourself and protect yourself. We're going to get through this, but we're going to have to work harder and harder at it. And one way is to keep a positive attitude with your neighbors, which is why the station you're listening to with Jill and Marshall is so great. They always give you information that's just basically human and helpful and certainly productive. Anyhow, God bless you all. God bless this country. I ain't going down, and you're not going down. You have a good one. See you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Jim, take care. Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.